The Numbers of Agriculture. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
More and more, we're finding that, you know, the majority of the American people do not understand or know about agriculture.
That's Joe Riley. He's the administrator for the National Agricultural Statistics Service with the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C., and his team of number gatherers, if you will, all across the country and here in Tennessee survey farmers on a regular basis to get a snapshot of just what is American agriculture. And a new report from NASH just released verifies who is actually farming.
It showed that, you know, 97% of all the farms in the United States are still family-owned and operated. And that's very important. And the other thing that this report helps us to do is be able to look at the structure of those family farm operations.
And that structure, according to Joe Riley and the new report, shows that despite what many feel in an industry that has all these large mega farms or factory farms, that report clearly shows small family farms make up the vast majority.
And not only is it 88% of the farms are the small family farms, but they control over just about half of all the farmland across the country. So even though, you know, you look at it and then maybe they're not that big in overall ag production as far as to some of the bigger operations, but the amount of agricultural land, the value of land and buildings, you know, the value of agricultural land in this country is at $2.3 trillion in value. And again, those small family farms have about half of that value.
And that new Census of Agriculture Topology report also shows that 18% of those family farms started up within the past 10 years, indicating that at least some young folks are either staying or coming back to the farm. That's important for all of us. And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.